Today's daf is Menachas daf Nun Vav, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Nun He Amid Beis. So we're in the midst of a digression of the Gemara. So let's just take cheshbon of where we're holding. So we've been learning the halachas of Menachas, specifically the first halacha, the perek, which is Kala Menachas Ba'is Matzah Chutz Michamit Shebetoida V'Shtei Halechem. So there were 2 exceptions to the rule, but the rule is Kol HaMenachos Ba'is Matzah, and it's really learned out from 2 pesukim. One is a pasuk of Parshas Vayikra. The Torah says Kol HaMincha Shetakrivu LaShem Loi Seyase Chometz Kichol Sa'ar V'Chol Dvash Loi Saktiru Mimenu Isha LaShem. There's another pasuk in Parshas Tzav where the pasuk says Loi Seyofe Chometz Chelkom Nasati Yosef Meishoy Kodesh Kedoshim Mikachatus VeKashem. Parshas Vayikra the Torah says Loi Seyofe Chometz, and Parshas Tzav the Torah says Loi Seyofe Chometz, and from there we learn that Kol HaMenachos Ba'os Matzah. The Gemara had asked on Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis that why don't we say that Loi Seyofe Chometz is a klal, Loi Seyofe Chometz is a prat, as if to say that the only iser chametz as it relates to preparing a mincha would be if a kohen bakes the mincha chametz. But if somebody was involved in any other part of the process of making the chametz, he shouldn't get malchus. The problem is, the Mishnah says, v'chayev alishasa v'ala richasa v'ala fiyasa. L'chura, based on the 4th of the Yud Gemul Midrash Ha'atayin Adreshes Behem, which is klal u'prat, we should say that lo yisayos is a klal, lo yisayof is a prat, v'ein b'chal, ela masha b'prat. And the Gemara said, the answer to that question is Rav Apturiki. Because Rav Apturiki said that the only time you say klal u'prat, ein b'chal, ela masha Prat, is if the klalu prat are kroivim zelazeh, but if they're meruchakim zemizeh, then you don't say that rule. In fact, it's a whole different rule. It's the 8th of the Yud Gomer Midrashah Eterno Jeshus Bem. It's Dovah Shehoye B'chlal V'yotza Min HaKlal V'lamed Loi L'lamed Al'atzma Yotza Ela L'lamed Al'aklal Kula Yotza. And the Gemara asked the kasha on that. Is Rav Apturiki right? That you can't use klalu prat if the klal and the prat are meruchakim zemizeh. I'll ask you a kasha from a braisa, from a havamina in a braisa. So really, we have to get into the weeds of the cheshbon of the braisa to understand what the braisa has to do with our sugya. Moreover, there was discussing the halacha that a karban chatos requires tzafim, even though it never says anywhere in the Torah that you're supposed to do the avodas of the chatos but tzafim, but the Torah says, b'makoy mashet tishochet ha'oyla tishochet ha'chatos, and by the oyla, it does say that it had to be tzafim. Thus, we know that the chatos had to be tzafim as well. Now, the Torah mentions it generally in Parashat Tzav, and then the Torah singles it out in Parashat Vayikra when it's talking about the chatos nasi. The nasi, who was the melech of Klai Yisrael, if he did an aver b'shoigig, he too had to bring a carbon chatos. His chatos was a little different than the ordinary chatos. The ordinary chatos was either a kispa or a se'ira. The nasi's chatos had to be a sa'ir. But regardless, the Torah, when it talks about the chatos of the nasi, so the Torah singles out, bring the chatos in the place where you bring the oila, which is bitzafen. And the price is wondering, why did the Torah single it out by a chatos nasi? If it mentions it generally, by zois teres achatos in Parashas Tzav, why does it have to be singled out in Parashas Vayikra when it talks about the chatos nasi? And one suggestion the Braisa had was, maybe because it's only nageya, the chatos nasi. Freit the Gemara, what would be the beer in that havamina? Presumably, because you would have the rule of klal uprat, ve'im b'chal alamashe b'prat. Parashas Tzav is the klal, zois teres achatos, the Torah says it should be b'mokoyim ashe yishochet esa oila, and then you have it again by the chatos nasi, which is the prat. How is that consistent with Rav Apturiki's rule? That was the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, that's not the reason. In fact, not only is it not a klal uprat, it's really a prat a klal, which is another one of the Yud Gomer Midas, Sharet Torah Nedreshes Bem. If so, what was the havamina in the braisa that the halacha of tzafen only relates to the chatas nasi? It's because in the parish of chatas nasi, the Torah uses a magic word, which is oisai. Oisai seems to suggest that the laws of this parish relate only to this specific carbon. Thus, there would have been a havamina that the law that it's referring to is tzafen, as if to say only this chatas has a din tzafen. All other chatas don't have a din tzafen. But the havamina that the din tzafen should relate to the chatas nasi as opposed to other chatois is not based on the midah of klal uprat for 2 reasons. A, it's a prat uklal, and Rav Apturiki, it's a klal uprat hamiruchakim zebezeh. One is in Parashas Vayikra. The other one is in Parashas. What was the Havamina? The Havamina was Oisai. At the end of the day, the Gemara comes out, and the Gemara says it's not true. That it's not only the Chatos Nasi that has it in Tzafen, but really all Chatois have Tzafen. If that's the case, if you're keeping Cheshbin, we're left with a question. And that is, Why then did the Torah mention the word Oisai? The Torah did say the word Oisai in the parashas of Chatas Nasi. Clearly, it's coming to exclude other Chatas, or another Chatas, from the laws of this parasha. Presumably, which law? The law of Tzafen. Now, if it's coming to exclude all Chatas from the laws of Tzafen, that's what you would use Oisai for. But that wasn't the Maskana of the Braisa. The Maskana of the Braisa was, there was a third pasuk that all Chatas, and we know that, all Chatas, like all Oilois and all Hashamas, all Kachi Kedashim have a din of Tzafen. If that's the case, what is the word Oisai in the Parsha of Chatas Nasi coming to exclude? And that's where we pick up. What is the word Oisai coming to be Mamayid? Says the Gemara, Lemute, Oisai Bitzafin, the ain't Seir Nachshon Bitzafin. It's coming to exclude a very specific type of Chatos, and that is the Seir Nachshon. Now, the Seir Nachshon is the Seir, which was a Chatos that was brought by Nachshon ben Aminadov, B'yoyim HaKamas HaMishkon, which was Vayhi B'yoyim HaShmini, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the Yom HaShmini, it was the eighth day of the Meluim, but it was the first day that Aharon Uvonov did the Avodah in the Mishkan. And on that day, Nachshon ben Aminadov was the Makriv HaRishon. He brought special Karbonos, Karbonos Sha'ah, Karbonos that would be brought once, maybe again in the beginning of Bayesheni, as we saw earlier in the week. But the point is that Nachshon ben Aminadov, as a Nasi, had a special din to bring special Karbonos. On the second day, another Nasi brought it. The third day, another Nasi brought it. And for the 12 days of Hakamas HaMishkan, right in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, every day another Nasi brought a carpet. Either way, says the Gemara, you know why it says Oisai with regards to the Seir Nasi? Because it's coming to exclude another Chatas. And by the way, another Chatas that was brought by a Nasi, says Rabbeinu Gershon. That Karban Chatas didn't have a din soften. And which Karban Chatas is that? The Chatas of Nachshon ben Aminadav. Now, what would have been the Havamina that there should be a din soften? So could I, the Chemina, I would have thought, hell, this Rabbi the Yin Smicha, this Rabbi Nabi the Yin soften. You find that there was a din Smicha by the Sar of Nachshon. So if there's Smicha, maybe there should be soften as well. Kamash Malam. Says the Gemara, Smicha Gufaminon. How do you know that the Smicha by the Sar of Nachshon? How do you learn to the Brisa? The Samach Yodai al Rosh HaSoir, the Rabbi Sir Nachshon, the Smicha, the Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says it's learned out from the Samach Yodai al Rosh HaSoir. Rab Shimon says that riboy in that pasuk, whatever exactly the riboy is not coming to be marba the seir of Nachshon, but rather it's coming to be marba another soir, l'rabbi seiri avodas koychavim l'smicha. In the event that Roiv of Klal Yisrael did an avera b'shoigig, b'shigigas hoira, so they had to bring a parhel of Rav Shal Tzibor. If the avera that was done b'shoigig was avodah zara, then they brought a par. That par, however, was an oila. There was a chatos as well, which was the soir. So says Reb Shimon, the samach yodai al rosh hasoir, the word hasoir that's coming to be marba al soir l'smicha, is not coming to be marba the soir nachshon, but rather it's coming to be marba the seire avodas koichav. Bottom line is, the Gemara asks the question, what's the makar that there's a mitzvah smicha by the seir nachshon? The makar is Rabbi Yehuda. And being that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there was a din smicha by the seir nachshon, you would have thought that there should be a din tzofin as well. That's why the Torah said oisai by the chatas nasi, to tell me oisai, but the seir nachshon, although nachshon's seir was also a chatas nasi, so to speak, it doesn't matter, that won't have a din tzofin. Maska for Rabbeinu, tenech for Rabbi Yehuda. That's all good according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from the samach Yodai al Rosh Hasair, the Rabbi Sir Nachshon, thus you would have to have a meter maybe Tzofen as well. The Rabbi Shimon, my Yikil Bemir, coin to Rabbi Shimon that Hasar is not coming to teach me Sar Nachshon, but rather it's coming to teach me the Seiri Avodas Koychavim. So what's that? Why do I need Oisai to be Mema'it the Sir Nachshon from Tzofen? If there's no smicha even, why would you think this Tzofen? Amalei Mazuchu Brei the Rabbi Mori the Ravino. Rabbi Zuchu Brei the Rabbi Mori heard the way Ravino was breaking down this analysis. And he said that you only have a problem with Oisai Lamu'ute Sar Nachshon according to Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there's smicha, said there would have been a havamina that there should be tzofen as well. But Rabbi Zutra Bered Ramari asked that Rabbi Yehuda Nami, my this Rabbi is Rabbi, my the lois Rabbi, lois Rabbi. Mecha Tesi, because the Seir Nachshon has a riboy from the word Hasair, that there's a din smicha, that means there should be a din safin as well. And says the Gemara, v'chitem iloi mate krohava min atesi b'binyanav. And if you're going to tell me what do you mean, it's a binyanav, why would you think the Sir Nachshon should be any different? Smicha gufi l'shtek krohava min atesi b'binyanav. And the fact that the Torah needs a pasuk to tell me that the smicha by the Sir Nachshon, that's the biggest raya in the world, that you can make a binyanav. Ella, and why not? Presumably, because Shami Dairus Le'afinon. Because the Chatos Nasi and all the other Chatois that the Torah talks about were Chatois that would be brought to Dairus when applicable. And the Sir Nachshon, being that it was Kachay Shah, and Kachay Shami, Kachay Dairus Le'afinon. So you can't tell me that Oysa is coming to be made the Sir Nachshon. In other words, the Gemara is asking Marfshach. According to Reb Shimon, that holds there's no smicha by the Sir Nachshon, so why do I need a pasuk to tell me that there's no tzafin? You see, the Sir Nachshon is different. You see, there's no smicha. So if there's no smicha, then there's certainly no tzafin. And I shouldn't need Oysoi in Chatas Nasi to be Mema'it the Seir Nachshon. If there's no smicha, why would you think tzafin? And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds there was smicha, but you see, you need a pasuk to teach me the smicha. Clearly, without the pasuk, I would never be able to learn out the din smicha from Munon and Eri Chatas. I say, if all Chatois need smicha, the Seir Nachshon should also need smicha. Must be, because one is Kachay Shah, the other one is Kachay Dair. So the Gemara says, Marav Shach, I don't know why you need a word oisai in the parish of Chatas Nasi to be mema'it that the Seir Nachshon shouldn't have a din of tzafet. Now, it's interesting, the Seir Nachshon comes up a lot in the sugis of Shaloi Lishma. So we learn the sugis of Shaloi Lishma in the beginning of Masechtes Vachim and the beginning of Masechtes Menachos. So the Seir Nachshon features prominently. Why? Because although it's a chatos, but the Seir Nachshon, the Gemara said, wasn't balechaper. And being that it wasn't balechaper, and halacha was treated like an oila. So for example, a chatos Shaloi Lishma is pasul. An oila Shaloi Lishma is kosher, it's only le'olo le'bailam l'shem chayva. The Seir Nachshon that was brought Shaloi Lishma. So would it be treated like a chatos Shaloi Lishma? Or would it be treated like an oila Shaloi Lishma? The Gemara had different hechatim, it's a whole Amid Gemara in the first parak of Masech Tezvachim, where the chatos Nachshon, it's clear from the Gemara, was treated not like a chatos, was treated like an oil. But this is a much bigger chiddush, because here we're saying that there's no din safin. And really, whether it's a chatos or an oila, it's kachay kadashim, and all kachay kadashim need safin. An oila is actually the source to the din safin. I only know chatos from oila. But regardless, in this Gemara, it's mavur another chiddush regarding the chatos nachshon. From the sugis of Shaloi Lishma, we know that the chatos nachshon, even though it was a chatos, was treated like an oila. In this Gemara, a takeaway is that the chatos nachshon, again, was unique. That being that it was kachay shah, number one, there's no safin, and number two, machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if there was even a din smicha. But as it relates to the cheshbin, what's oisai coming to be memai? It's not coming to be memai all chatois from the din safin that we took care of yesterday. The Breiser already addressed that. It's not coming to even be memaiit the Seir Nachshon. So what is oisai coming to be memai? El oisai tan safin. They not shoichet. I mean, but you know what's coming to teach me? That anytime you bring a chatos, bitzafin, or really an oila and an asham, all kachi gedashim that have a din safin, it's only the animal that has to be bitzafin. But the shoichet himself doesn't have to be bitzafet. But the Gemara says, is that what Oysa is coming to teach me? I know that from somewhere else. Meaning it's true. It's an emes halacha, but I know from somewhere else. Reb Chiya Nafka, the Tanya, we learned to the Brayz, Reb Chiya Oymeh, v'shachat Oysa el yarech hames beach tzafoyno. Ma, tamalim, v'fisham, v'tzidim, v'kabal shoymeh bitzafet, v'kabal bitzafet. We find that by the Avodah HaKabbalah, it's not enough that the behema is bitzafet. You need that the makabal, the koyin doing the Avodah, should be bitzafet as well. Vim amad bedarim, if the makabal was bedarim, v'kibel bitzafet, but the maisa HaKabbalah happened in tzafet, possible. I would have thought that this should be the same thing. Shechita also, there should be a halacha that the shoichet has to be bitzafin. Tamid loy mar oisoi. Oisoi is referring to the animal. Oisoi bitzafin. V'loy ha-shoichet tzorech liois oimit bitzafin. Bottom line is, the halacha is true. That when it comes to the halacha of tzafin, you only need that the animal should be bitzafin. You don't need that the shoichet doing the shechita should be bitzafin. But I don't learn it from this oisoi. I know it from another oisoi. Midirab chiyah nafka. So again, hodru koshul aduchte. What is this word oisoi coming to teach me? Now, incidentally, what comes out from these last four or five lines that we just learned, that even though when it comes to Kachi Kadashim, there's a din safin, but there's an afgamina between avoidos, whether or not the one doing the avoida had to be bitzafin, or was it maspik that the animal itself was bitzafin? Shchita, the animal had to be bitzafin, but the shoichet himself could be bedar. So the kohen could be standing in darim, he could stretch his hand, the Gemara talks about a sakin arucha, or he's standing at the border, he sticks his hand out, and he does the shechita in Tzofim. That would be kosher. Kabbalah, it wouldn't be kosher. By Kabbalah, you would need the Kohen that's being Mekabel should have to be B'Tzofim as well. Presumably, the Chilak is because Shechita Lav Avoida. He said Kabbalah itself is an Avoida. Kabbalah is a Maisa Shirus. I mean that it's a Maisa Shirus. The Halacha is the Meshares, the one doing the Avoida, he has an obligation of Tzofim as well. As opposed to Shechita, Shechita Lav Avoida, maybe that's the reason that the Sheikhid himself didn't have to be B'Tzofim. Regardless, again, what are we doing with the word tzofin? Says the Gemara. Elo oise b'tzofin, v'im b'noif b'tzofin. You know, tzofin is coming to teach me that only shchita has to be b'tzofin, but malika doesn't have to be b'tzofin. So could I take me now with a lace b'kavu chaymer ben tzofin? It's a kavu chaymer from behema. Ma ben tzofin shalai kavu l'koyin kavu l'tzofin. Ma adach behema, which doesn't require koyin. Like we just said, shchita lava v'aydi. So being that shchita is lava v'aydi, there's no din koyin. Ben oif, and still there's a din tzofin. So an oif should cover like koyein. Ein oif din shenikva loy tzofin. So there's a fundamental difference between shchita and malika. And malika really is to an oif what shchita is to a behema. But again, a very yisoidi difference. What's the difference? Shchita lav avoidehi, whereas malika is an avoida. Thus, shchita's kshera, bizarre. All the psulim, even an isha is allowed to do shchita, as opposed to malika, which had to be done dafka bezichrei kahuna. Just like zrika had to be done by a kohen, so too malika had to be done by a kohen as well. Bottom line is, argues the Gemara, that if shchita, which is lav avoidehi, requires tzofin, that malika, which is an avoida, certainly should require tzofin. So maybe that would have been the havamina, that malika needs tzofin, kamash malon oisoi, that malika doesn't need tzofin. But the Gemara says that you couldn't have learned malika from shchita, because mala ben tzoyin she can kava loy kli. Because by a ben tzoyin, you find a kli. Shchita requires a keli, as opposed to malika, which was done with the fingernail of the kayin. And being that it was done with the fingernail of the kayin, so you can never learn out malika from shchita. I mean that the Torah never said anywhere that malika needs tzofin, so there couldn't have been such a havamina. Thus, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that malika doesn't need tzofin. So again, hadra kushya leduchte. What do I need? Oisai for ela oisai b'tzofin. Then pesach b'tzofin. You know what? Oisai is coming to teach me that the chatas nasi or chataos and oilois and ashamais for that matter have it in tzofin. But the korban pesach not. There would have been a havamina that the carbon Pesach shouldn't have a din tzofin. Kamash Malon, it doesn't have a din tzofin. Speak to Gemara Pesach. Yaakov Nafka. I know that already from somewhere else. I haven't learned it right. Bless me, Yaakov. Amen. This is a lot of chazara because a lot of Gemaras that we've learned already. Yochel Yehia Pesach ton tzofin. I would have thought that a carbon Pesach should have a din tzofin. The din ma oilish like kavod lezman v'shchitas a kavod tzofin. Madach an oilo that doesn't have any zman when you have to bring it. Most oilers anyways, have a din tzofin. Pesach shekovel leizman l'shchitasoi. It has to be brought bein arbayim on Erev Pesach. Ein oidin shekovel leizofin. But the Gemara says, ma lo oilish ken kala. How can you learn a Pesach from an oiler? It's very nice. Pesach has a chumra over oiler. You found a sif katan in the laws of Pesach that's a chumra over the laws of oiler. What is that? Kovel leizman. As opposed to an oiler that has no kviyas man. But let's be honest. What's more chumra? An oiler? Or a Pesach. Of course, an oilah is more chamer. Mala oilah shekein kolol. The oilah was completely consumed by the marach and the mizbeach. Even the kehanim weren't allowed to eat from the oilah because it was so halig. So, how could you learn out a kal v'chaymer? Madach oilah has a din tzof and kal v'chaymer. Pesach needs a din tzof. But the Gemara says, you know, you're right. But I could learn a mechatas. Mala chatas. There's no din kolol. And chatas is also like kaval is man. So certainly Pesach, which was kavaleiz man l'shchitasai, there should be a halacha of. But the Gemara says you can't learn from chatas either. She came mechaperes al chavi krisos. Chatas has a chumra; it's mechaper, and it's not just mechaper for ordinary averus, for the most chumra averus in the world. For chavi krisos, it's mechaper. So how could I learn out of kavu chaymer Pesach from chatas? But the Gemara says maybe may asham. Asham also has a din of tzafay. Asham is not kulay kavul, and Asham is not mechaper and chavi krisos. But the Gemara says malo Asham shekin kachig adashim. Asham is still kachig adashim. At the end of the day, Asham is kachig adashim, and Pesach is kachim kalim. And by the way, says the Gemara, mikulu nami shekin kachim kadashim. And once you have that, you can't learn it from Chatas Kos Kachik Adashim. You can't learn from Oyla Kos Kachik Adashim. And you won't be able to learn it from a Mahat Sad from the three together, because they're really all Kachik Adashim. So essentially, it's checkmate. There's no Havamina to ever be able to learn out Pesach from Chatas that I should need Oysoi in the parasha of the Chatas Nasi to tell me that Karbon Pesach does not have it in Tzofin. By the way, Tosfos alludes to one of the most difficult sugyas in the Sechta Svachim, which was, Tosfos says, that even a Havamina you should be able to learn out Pesach from Chatas or Pesach from Asham. The only time it says Tzofin in the Torah is by an Oila. And there's a whole sugya in Mesechtes Zvachim, if a Dover Halamed Behekish could be Chayzer Umalamed Bebinyanav. So you would want to learn how Pesach from Chatas would have been Yanav. Chatas has it in Safai, even though it's like Kavalei Zman L'Shchitasai. So Pesach, which is Kavalei Zman L'Shchitasai, should have it in Safin as well. How do I know Chatas? I know Chatas Hekish from Oila. So essentially, Chatas is a Dover Alamed Behekish, and it's going to be Chayzer Malamed Bebinyanav. So Tosfos says right away that this last four or five lines of Gemara is really Toloi in a Sugya Chamura in Masechta Zvachim. Regardless, the question is, what are we doing with the word Aisai? Elul Oilam Kadamir Mein Kara Aisav Itzav Vein Hashayich Itzav. The reason the Torah wrote the word Aisai in the Parashat of Chatas Nasi is to teach me that only the animal had to be Bitzafin, but the Shaykh himself didn't have to be Bitzafin. Ah, with the Kokasha L'chamad Reb Chia Nafka. What was the problem with that? Don't we know that already? We know that from Reb Chia. Says the Gemara, Reb Chia lav amutei Shaykh Bitzafin Udasar. Reb Chia's Joshua wasn't coming to you in my Shaykh Bitzafin. Elo Hachi Kamar. What Reb Chia really meant to say was something different. Not like the Gersa we had earlier. But rather, Ein HaShaykh Bitzafin, Avol Mikabo Bitzafin. Reb Chia's Chiddush was not that the Shaykh doesn't have to be Bitzafin. That's Oysai. Oysai teaches me that the animal has to be Bitzafin. The Shaykh himself doesn't have to be Bitzafin. What Reb Chia was teaching me was that you, even though in the Parsha of Shchita, it's Mavur, that Oisei Bitzafin, Vein HaShoyche Bitzafin, Kabbalah is different. And Kabbalah, the Mekabel has to be Bitzafin as well. So Reb Chia's emphasis was not the fact that the Shoyche doesn't have to be Bitzafin. Rather, Reb Chia was emphasizing that the Mekabel does have to be Bitzafin. But the Gemara says, Mekabel mi velokach lo yikach nafko. I know that from somewhere else. It says velokach. Velokach means Kabbalah. And we darshan velokach. We move the words, the letters around a little bit. Loikach, as if to say, Loikach, you the Kohen, have to take yourself. Nemzech alai. Take yourself and put yourself on the tzofen side. So the Gemara says, Lokach, velokach loimash. Reb Chia didn't hold up velokach. Thus, he needed a makar that, although the Sheikh doesn't have to be bitzofen, the makabel doesn't have to be bitzofen, his makar is what he had said. But as it relates to the fact that the Sheikh himself does not have to be bitzofen, that we know from the word, oh, so we'll get back to this soon, but in the meantime, a little bit more Gemara. V'chayiv ali shasa, v'al arichasa, v'al afiyasa. So the Mishnah said that when it says in the Torah, lo yaseyasa chametz, it doesn't just mean you're not allowed to bake the carbon mincha chametz, but really it's referring to all the different steps of the process. V'chayiv ali shasa, v'al arichasa, v'al afiyasa. So lishasa means you're not allowed to knead the mincha in a state of chametz. Arichasa means you're not allowed to form it, right? You can't start making the braids. You can't form it. The afiyasa is self-explanatory. You're not allowed to bake it either. Dr. Gemara, Amra Papa, Afa, Loikishtayim. If somebody bakes the mincha chametz, he gets malchus twice. Achas al arichasa, once for forming the mincha, v'achas al afiyasa, and once for baking it. In other words, when you bake something, you're also forming the thing that you're baking. So you're baking it, you're making it from being in a raw state to a state that you can actually eat it, but it also takes form. So just like when you form it, you're forming it. When you bake it, the form takes root, and as a result, you're going to be chayiv when you bake the mincha in a state of chametz, not only for the afiyah, for the aricha as well. So that means if somebody bakes chametz, zokturaf papa, leikishtayim. From one line in yesterday's daf, when the Gemara had said, how do you know that you chayev for each individual malacha? Marcel, I'll tell you how you know that. Because it says in the Torah, loy seyasa chametz, and then it says, loy seyasa chametz, afiyah bechlal hoysa, and it was yotzis ladun, and the davar shahaya bechlal the yatzim and achlal lelamid the eighth of the yud gomamid the shatir and addresses them loy lelamid al atzma yatzah el lelamid al achlal kula yatzah. So just like a fear, what was the lashon abraisa is miyuchedes shehi maisi yechidi v'chayov and olah b'fnei atzma af kol maisi yechidi. Break the Gemara. If Rav Papa is right, then somebody that begs the mincha as chametz is loy gishtayim a gishmak akasha. So it's not a maisi yechidi. It's really two maisos. There's two malchus, so it's two malachus. So the davar shahaya bechlal that's being melamed, b'chayr is not being melamed that you chayy for doing one step. It's teaching me that you chayy for doing two steps. Because in afiyah, lick two steps. You have the aricha, and you have the afia as well. Says the Gemara, like kasha hada aruchu va'afahu hada aruch chavrei v'yafle v'yafa. It's true. Rav Papa's right that if somebody bakes chametz, he's going to be like Yishtayim. He's going to be like it for the Aricha, because when you're baking it, you're giving it form, and you're going to be chayy for that fee as well. But it's not always true. It's only true if one person had form. So one person braided the challah very, very nicely, and then the other kohen went and he put it into the oven. Then the halach is that the one that put it in the oven is going to be chayy for the Aricha and for the afiyah. But let's say the same kohen did the Aricha, he braided it, and he put it into the oven. Then the kohen that put it, that kohen is going to get malchus twice. But he's going to be loika for aricha for braiding it, and then he's going to be loika for afia for baking it. But he's not going to be loika for aricha for baking it, because he already was loika for aricha when he was airichet, when he braided it. So it's true. If all I did was bake it, I'm chayef for the aricha and afia. But if I braided it and I baked it, then I'm not chayef for forming for when I baked it, because I was already chayef for forming for when I braided it. So in that case, when the Torah says loisi off a chametz, it means whether I did the aricha or I didn't do the aricha. So you see, you're chayef for afia even if I already did the aricha, which means that right now the afia is a maisa yechidi, and still you see I'm like it. Thus, the brisa is right when the brisa says that afia is miyuchedesh maisa yechidi, because in the case when I myself did the aricha and the afia, it is in fact a maisa yechidi, because I'm already like for the aricha for the being arichin. Thus, it's not included anymore in the afia. But Papa's also right that if one person would do the aricha, another person would do the afia, the one that was oifa would be like kishtayim, both for the aricha that's included in the afia and for the afia itself. Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to digress, and we're going to come back full circle to see why we digress. Tanu Rabbanan, Bechar Sha'achsoi, Dam, Bechar. This is an animal that has Ktushas, Bechar. And it needs dam to be let from it. So once upon a time, Hakazas Hadam, bloodletting was a very basic form of refuah, and there was an idea, it was understood that if you would remove blood from either a human being or from an animal, it could sometimes save an animal's life. So this is a bechar, this is an animal that has kedushas bechar that needs Hakazas Dam. Now, it's not so simple to just go be makas dam on an animal, because we know, it says in the Torah, that you're not allowed to give a carbon a mum. So not only are you not allowed to be makriv a carbon that has a mum, you're also not allowed to be matal mum bekachem. The pasuk says, v'ishki yakriv zevach shlomim l'ashem, v'fali nedar l'nedova v'abokoy v'atzayin tomim yil l'ratzayin, kol mum l'yivay. So it's not so simple to be makas dam. So the Tanan discuss, what do you do with this bechar? You have a bechar over here that has, right now, a need for hakazas adam. Is it okay to be makas dam, or is it not okay to be makas dam? Now, the reason we're discussing a bechar and not any other carbon, because the truth is this iser to be makas mum bekachem is true for all carbonis. It's not only true for bechar, because the bechar is unique in that the halacha is that if a bechar gets a mum, the kohen still got the bechar. One of the pirchas that the Gemara mentioned somewhere along the way in Zvachim Menachis is that a Bechar is unique in that even when it has a mum, there's still a halacha matnas kuna. Ordinarily, if an animal gets a mum, so now already it's possible. Psuli hamakdashim. A Bechar is unique. Even if the Bechar had a mum, there was still a mitzvah to go give it to the kohen. But from the kohen's standpoint, it was very different what he did with the Bechar if it had a mum or if it was a tamim or if it didn't have a mum. If it didn't have a mum, he was makrivin in the Beis HaMikdash. If it had a mum, he was able to eat it wherever he wanted. It even was mutafachul. So again, what you should do is, you should try to take the dam out, be makiz dam, but do it in a place that's not considered a mum. But Rameir says to go be mato mum, to be makiz dam, it's not okay. Even though, by the way, if you're not makiz dam, you may be killing this animal. But it doesn't matter. You have to be makas dam. I mean, that's the right thing to do. But do it in a way where it's not going to have a mum. The chachamim say yakis. You should be makas. And after makam shayisim be mum, doesn't matter. The only thing is shlo yishchayt aloysim. That ordinarily, once a bechar gets a mum, a kohen is allowed to shecht it as if it's chulin. He can shecht it wherever he wants. This mum is not going to be fall under that category. So in other words, if you're going to be makas dam, but makam shayisim mum, so now the bechar is going to have a mum. The kohen say, oh, my bechar has a mum, so I can go eat it tomorrow, I can bring it to my barbecue. No, that's not okay. Because even though it's true, a bechar that gets a mum is becomes chulin, and the kohen now is allowed to deal with it as if it's chulin. Not entirely, but with many regards, he can treat it as if it's chulin. But this is going to be an exception. This mum is different. Rav Shimon says, "Af nishchat alaysa mum." No, Rav Shimon takes it to the other extreme. Rav Shimon says, "Be makiz dam. You can do a makom shalaysa by mum, and it's a regular mum. If the kohen wants, once it has this akazas adam, it's a he can do whatever he wants with it." Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Afilu meis ein makiz and loyas adam." Rabbi Yehuda is the opposite extreme. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Absolutely not. You cannot be makiz dam when it comes to a bechar, being that it's a carbon, and even if it means that it's going to die, afilu yamus is the right gersa. Still, the halacha is ein makiz and loyas adam." Now, what does that do with our sugya? So first the Torah Shabbat Pet, and then we'll see it inside. What has to do with our sugya is because an animal that right now needs its blood to be taken out, otherwise it's going to die. Zok Tehila Garashi, I quote, "Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh." That's an animal that has a mum. And still you see the Tanaim weren't sure what to do with this animal. And it wasn't so simple to just be makas now. Why? Because it says in the Torah that kol mum lo yeboy, which is a issi and allowed to be matamu bekachim. So you can't just go ahead and give it a mum. L'chayr, it's anyways about mum. Why can't I be matamum in an animal that's already a balmum? Stating that, you see that it wasn't so pashit. And very, very clearly, according to many Tanoim in this Braisa, that you can't be matomum in an animal that already has a mum. Okay, so with that background, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, even though the Tanoim discussed being matomum in a carbon that already has a mum, and meaning it wasn't clear what the halacha would be. But when it comes to other areas, when you're going to do an iser al gabe iser, over there it's going to be more clear. So, for example, mechametz acher mechametz. If you have a carbon mincha, where the Torah says loisei asa chametz, and what does loisei asa chametz mean? It doesn't just mean you can't bake it. It means v'chayev alishasa v'alarichasa v'alafiyasa. If one person does the lisha and another person does the aricha and another person does the afiyas, okay, Rashi, everyone is going to be chayev. More than that, if one person did the aricha and the other person does the afiyah, the second person is like the Shtayin, Rav Papa said. He's going to be chayef even for the aricha. Two people can be chayef for the aricha. See, even though there was already a maisa chimutz done in this mincha, the next person, if he adds to it, he's also going to be chayef. So, hakol moedim b'mechametz acha mechametz shu chayef. Dichsiv lo yisi yasa chametz v'lo yisi yafa chametz. Additionally, b'mesaris acha mesaris shu chayef. Everybody agrees with b'mesaris acha mesaris shu chayef. What is that referring to? So that's referring to an animal, dichsiv, u'ma'oich v'kosois v'nosik v'koros. And these are different types of mumen that an animal can have. And the Torah says, you're not allowed to give animals this mum. So if somebody is koires the animal, he's going to be chayiv. If somebody is noisek the animal, he's going to be chayiv. So koiris means that somebody would cut the testicle of the animal. Noisek means he would remove it from the sack. So says the Gemara, imala koiris u chayiv ala noisek like kolshkein, madachi chayiv for just cutting it without removing it. Certainly you're going to be chayiv for actually removing it. Elo lohavi noisek acha koiris u chayiv. What it means is that if one person was koiris it, but it's still in the sack, and then the other person only removed it, he didn't actually cut it, the halach is, he's going to be chayiv. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is everyone's moida b'mechametz achem mechametz shuchayev. Everyone's moida b'mesares achem mesares shuchayev. Because essentially, two people were mesares as animal. They both were involved in different steps of the process, but they were both leinechel kuela b'matol mum b'mamum. This shailo, is there an issa to be matol mum and a bal mum, is dafka over here, and it's really not based on a macro shailo of mechametz achem mechametz mesares achem mesares matol mum b'mum. Really based on psukim in the parsha of being matum mumakatra. Meisav Rav Meir holds, it says in the Torah, kol mum lo yibay. The word kol is lirabois, that you're not even allowed to be matum mum in a mum. Rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan hold, tamim yil l'ratzin, that the issa to be matum mum is only if the animals are tamim. Rav Meir nami yoksiv tamim yil l'ratzin. It's coming to tell me that if the animal was born a balmum, then there's no issa. So it would have had it once, but as long as it was once a tamim, as long as it was born a tamim, later it got a mum, you can't be matal a second mum or a third mum. It's like a dekel, it's like a tree. What does that mean? It means it's not chal hektish on an animal that's a balmum. So if it was born a balmum, it was never chal hektish. If it was never chal hektish, then we're not having this conversation. It's coming to your mind. An animal that was one that once had regular kedusha, then it got a mum, and now you appoint it. So So the halacha is that's not an issue. An animal that had a mum that you applied us and now it's chulin, but it's not entirely chulin. So being that it's not entirely chulin, there's still an issue. So you would have thought that maybe not allowed to be matal mum. And in kamashman, that's what tamim is coming to tam. Rabbanan ami haksiv kol mum la yeh. By the rabbanan who learn from tamim that it's only a animal that has no mum that is innocent to be matal mum. But once it has a mum, you are allowed to be matal mum. They don't darshan the word kol mum lo yeh boy. What do they do with the word kol? So from there I learned that you're not let it go be a dayim and give it a mum. But how do I know that you're not let it be goyrimit to have a mum? For example, so I'm not going to be matal mum. I'm not going to rip off the ear of my bechor, but you put a cake that smells really good. You take a hungry dog, you put it next to it, wink in that direction, and he goes, takes the cake and bites off the ear. You're not able to do that either. Because even though you didn't physically give the animal the mum, but you were a goyrim, tamalei makol mum, amar mum, amar kol mum, and that's what the word kol mum is, l'rabbis. Which incidentally, this last gemara, which is going to segue right into Shabbos' daf, is really a festive gemara, because the idea of grama is something that comes up in many places in Shas. Most notably in the beginning of Perek HaKoinis, in Masechtas Bava Kamma, where the gemara says, grama ben azakin is pater, but it's pater midine yadam, v'chayiv midine shamayim. So this is an example of grama. What about grama in Hilcha Shabbos? If somebody does a malach on Shabbos, but he does it al yidei grama, there's certain malachas that are inherently grama malachas. Like you set up a trap, tzad, and then an animal goes into the trap. You did the maisa, say you just set up the trap. L'chayra, all you did was the maisa grama, tchina. Somebody's toiche. You take wheat and you put it inside a rechayim. You're not actually doing the maisa tchina. That's why there's a whole shayla among Avram about a rechayim shoyad, and this is festa raid with enormous implications, la halacha, grama by shvichas damim, sugis and parakan esrafim. So again, that's more Shabbos' daf. But regardless, exhale. So just to end the daf and really come full circle. So the daf began with the halacha, really the first amid was regarding one word in the parish of the Chatas Nasi. It says regarding the Nasi Yashayachata, Oysai. And the question was, Oysa is a miyot, it's coming to me might something. The Gemara understood that the word Oysa is coming to me might something as it relates to the laws of Safai, that Oysa has it in Safin, but others do not have Safin. We're not sure what it's referring to. What exactly are we coming to me might? Are we coming to me might Ochatois? That can't be. Sir Nachshon? I don't need a miyot to me might Sir Nachshon. Maybe it's coming to me might a Chatas Ha'oif. I don't need a miyot for a Chatas Ha'oif either, because what would be the Havamita that a Chatas Ha'oif should have it in Sofen that I need a Pasuk to be a Maid Chatas Ha'oif? Maybe it's coming to be a Maid of Karban Pesach, because you would have thought, learn it from Mahatzaz, but the Gemara says, no, we don't need it to be a Maid of Karban Pesach either. The Maskana of the Gemara said, the word Oysa is coming to be a Maid that only the animal has to be B'tzofen, but the Shoichit himself doesn't have to be B'tzofen. But regardless, that was a summary of the first half of the daf. But the first half of the daf was the word Oysa in the parasha of the Chatas Nasi. The second half of the daf dealt with the halacha of matul mum begotchen. What shaykhis? Because the Gemara is discussing, is there an issa to be matul mum begotchen in an animal that already has a mum? And that's a little bit related to our sugya, because we're discussing a mechametz acha mechametz. The Mishnah says, yichayev, felisha, for aricha, for afia. Many people can be complicit, can get malchus for the isra of loisayas achametz. Even though one person is following the other person, is following the other person, it doesn't matter. Each person can be chayev. So just like you can be chayev for mechametz acha mechametz, maybe yichayev for matul mum, agabi matul mum, and the Gemara says, what has nothing to do with the other? Hakol moedim mechametz acha mechametz, as it relates to being matul mum, there it's different, and really it's based on psukim. So again, the first half of the daf is chatas nasi, the second half of the daf is matul mum bekachim. But I think it's actually an interesting juxtaposition as it relates to this morning's daf, and that is, so where did the chatas nasi converge with matul mum bekachim? It actually did historically in a very, very significant and very, very meaningful way. And that's in the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So what was the mice of Kamsa Bar Kamsa? So we all know the story. There was a Yid who had a friend Kamsa, and there was another person whose name was Bar Kamsa, and him he didn't like so much. He made a big party, invited. Kamsa was supposed to come. Bar Kamsa shows up. He throws him out. The Rabbanim were there. They weren't Meicha. He got very upset. I'm going to take revenge from the Jews, specifically from the rabbis. He goes to Rome, and he tells the Roman Caesar, Mardu B'cha Yehudai. So the Caesar told him, how do you know? Prove it to me. Amalesi told him, watch. Shadalu Kurbana. Send him a carbon. Chazis imakrivin le.
Let's see if they're going to go ahead and they're going to be makrit. Azal shoda biyadi eglatil so. So he went and he sent the Roman Caesar, sent with Bar Kamsa, a very, very choshev animal. Badi dekasi, as Bar Kamsa was taking the animal, shoda be muma. He gave it a mum. But he gave it a very specific type of mum. Benivs fasayim, ba'amri lo betukin shabayim. What was the significance? Duchta, though, you don't have a muma. Ula didu, lo you have a muma. It was a place that the Roman emperor would not deem a mum, but for the Yidden in the Beis HaMikdash, he knew there would never be makir of such an animal. And he brings the animal, he says, the Roman emperor sent this animal, he wants us to be makir of it. And the Rabbanu didn't know what to do, because it was pasul akrava, because it had a mum. So the rabbi sat, and they started debating the issue. And the Gemara says, Sava Rabbanu l'krayv, and they were ready to be makir of it. And the reason is Mishum Shloim Malchus. Amalu Rabbi Schayi ben Afkulas. So Rabbi Schayi ben Afkulas was there. And by the way, the Vilna Gaon said Rabbi Schayi ben Afkulas was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael at the time. See, he was the leader of Klal Yisrael. He said, "Yoimru Bali Mumin Kraven Lagabi Mizbech." You can't. We can't be makriv a Bal Mum. We're setting a terrible precedence. This is going to be a slippery slope. People are going to remember that they were once makriv a Bal Mum. They won't remember the circumstances that surrounded it. That these are very, very desperate times, and that we were doing it for Shloim Malchus. I don't think it's smart. So the Gemara says, I hear, Sovel Amikdala. So then they say, you know what? Maybe let's just kill Bar Kamsa. If we kill Bar Kamsa, word's never going to get back, and like this, we'll be done. Deloy Leis of Aleim. Amalu Reb Schaya, so the same Reb Schaya, again, the Nasi talking, said, Yoimun Batal Mun Bekachim Yahari. We're setting a very terrible precedent as well. Because it's true, you're not allowed to be Matal Mun Bekachim. It's a passing of the Torah. It's a Sugi in Chas. Menach Estaf Nun Vav Amid Beis. You're not allowed to be Matal Mun Bekachim. Kol Mum Lo Yeh, boy. But you're not Chayim Yisa if you're Matal Mun Bekachim. It's a Leisa, say, Sheyesh by Maisa. You get Malkus for it. But Chayim Yisa not. And people are going to think that the reason we killed Bar Kamsa is because he was Matal Mun Bekachim. Again, people will remember the psak. They won't remember the circumstances that surrounded the psak. And it's very dangerous. It's a very slippery slope. And of course, they were makriv of the animal. The Chachamim didn't kill Bar Kamsa. Bar Kamsa went back. He told the Romans what happened. And the rest is history. And Omer Rabbi Yechanan, hundreds of years later, he commented. He said, Anvesunusle shav Schariya ben Afkulos, Hechriva es beisenu, Vesorfa es hecholenu, Vehigli sonu me'artzenu. That in hindsight, as we look back in the post-mortem, we can literally turn to that one event. Because had Rabbi Zechariah not been such an anav, had he not been so humble, Anvesunusle shav Rabbi Schariya, maybe we would have been mocked with the carbon. Maybe they would have killed Bar Kamsa, and who knows, maybe the Beis HaMikdash, maybe Churban Beis HaMikdash would have been avoided. It's interesting that the Gemara emphasized Anfasanus Shrab Schayas. We've spoken that in the Daf many times, what the Maratchias says. Our Moshe brings in a tshuva and Nigris Moshe. He says, well, what do I have to do with Anivos? Anfasanus Shrab Schayas. Where was an Anivos? And says the Maratchias, because Shrab Schayas knew that the Rabbanim were right. He knew that the right thing to do was to kill Bar Kamsa or to be Makir, but he was afraid. He didn't have the places. Not so simple. It's much easier in Beis Medrash to sit in Taino, oh, even though it's about Mum, be Makrivit. But Tachlis, when you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you're going to take an animal that has a Mum and you're going to put it on the Mizbeach, it's not so simple. To learn the sugis of Raidif and Ben Sayer and Meir, yeah, it's Geshmak. He is Chayb Misi, he's not Chayb Misi. We can kill 9,000 people in one first Seder. But Tachlis Geret, to kill somebody, is Nishtaz Eilech. It's not so simple. It's not so easy to do. And Anvesunusei Shreb Scharia said Rabbi Yoichanan, that was what caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because a leader, a manik, can't always be such an anav. And sometimes he has to have a shtolz, and he has to not be afraid to get it wrong, and he has to be able to paskin. Ramosha wrote in a tshuva, because somebody was tining to Ramosha, had he have a right to issue such a kula? Vadvar matikin, we have rate bites on this. But the bottom line is, anvesunusa shrab schai. So ultimately, the downfall was, it was a chatas nasi. That's what happened over here. There was a nasi that was yecheta. There was a nasi that was chayte. He made a mistake. And Vesenusa, again, we're dealing with a god of Adar. But this is what Chazal were megalitas. And Vesenusa, Yisrael, Pschaya played a tremendous role. But I just thought it was interesting. Because what was it? It was a chatas nasi. That was the first part of the daf. Related to Matul Mum Bekachim, he didn't want to be. He didn't want to kill Bar Kamsa. Because people are going to say, Yoimru, Matul Mum Bekachim Yahari. We have to work sometimes to find rate. But the bottom line, Matul Mum Bekachim Yahari. And this is
But it was the anivus of Schari that ultimately caused this. Now, what's interesting is that if you take a look at Rabbeinu Bachya on that pasuk, Asher nasi yecheta va'asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, the word Asher is a funny word. It should have said im nasi yecheta. And the Gemara Masechta Sairis already addresses it. Asher miloshen Ashrei Ashrei Adosha nasi maybe kapar Asher yasei. The Halakha Rashi in Chumash already brings it in Parshas Vayikra. But if you take a look at Rabbeinu Bachya, he says oy efshaloi mashu loshen vade. You know what the word Asher means? It means if it just so happens, there was a happenstance. Pumped, Maisa Shahaya, Kachaya, things happened, the Nasi did an Aver. That's what Im suggests. Asher has a whole different connotation. You know what Asher means? It's Miloshin Vada. Asher means it's gonna happen. It's just a matter of time. Says Rabbeinu Bachya. Ulezeloi nichtav im nasi yechta. Kemoisha ama im akoyin amashiach yechta. Vim kol adas yisrael yishku. Ki akoyin godol nizim anachet. Who says he's going to do an Avera? Im Kol Yisrael Yishku? Is it Muchach that there's ever going to be a Parhel and Davish HaTzibur? No, it's very not likely that there'll ever be a Parhel and Davish HaTzibur. Because, let's be honest, you need the Sanhedrin to make a mistake. Rav of Klai Yisrael should follow it. It should be Shigiga Sayra. Or Davish is doing a chorus. After learning Masech Tesairis, you realize it's not so simple for Klai Yisrael to ever have to bring a Parhel and Davish HaTzibur. Thus the Torah says, Im, it's Milosh and Safik. Avul B'melech, Hiskir HaChet B'losh and Vadeh. But the Nasi that the Torah is referring to, of course, is the Melech. By the way, Rabbi Schari ben Afkulos wasn't really the Nasi of Asher Nasi Yechet. That's the Gemara in Hirias, where Rebbe wanted to know if he would be considered the Nasi as it relates to the Chatas Nasi. And Rabbi Chia told him, no. Nasi means it was Rebbe's Havamina. But it wasn't the truth. It wasn't the Maskana. But the bottom line is, Avo b'melech hiskrachet b'losh and vaday. Lefisha ha-melech liboy gas ma'oidboy. You want to know why? Because a melech is liboy gas ma'oidboy. Umidas ha-gaiva she'isibas ha-chet metsuye imoy l'goydo memshaltoy. Ulezeh Hisira Torah Samelech v'toychichena b'mida hazois who shakosav levilti rum levavoi meyechov. It's for that reason. It's for that reason. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, it's not him. It's Asher. If a person has gaiva, it's inevitable. He's going to sin because the source of chatan is gaiva. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, and when someone has gaiva inside of him, he's not humble enough. There's nothing that's going to stop him. So at the end of the day, a nasi who has gaiva, it's Asher Nasi Yachata. It's not the Kohen Gadol, maybe yeah, maybe not. Rav of Klai Yisrael, or Shekein, or Shalom. But when it comes to the Nasi who has gaiva, it's Asher Nasi Yachata. You know, it's interesting. The Gemara says in Masach Kizyum, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We all know that the first king of Klai Yisrael was Shal HaMelech. Some Yeshua Benu had a Din Melech, Yeshua Benun had a Din Melech, but that's all in Rambams and Sugyas and Shas. But the first Melech in Navi was Shal HaMelech. Shal HaMelech, his son, was Melech for a very short time, and then after that, the Malchus was taken away from him. It was given to David HaMelech. And the Meiram said as follows, Amr Rav Yudah Mashmul, Yumuchah Beis Amid Beis, a classic. Mipnei Malei Nimshach HaMalchus Beis Shal. Why did Shaul's family not keep the Malucha? You know what the reason is? It's because he had no doifi. The Amr Rabbi Yoichanam Yishum Rabbi Shim Ben Yoy Tzadik. Ein mamidim parnes al atzibor, elam ken kupe shal shrotzim pluya boi me'achayre. If someone is too perfect, he's not qualified to be king. You have to have doifi. There has to be some imperfection. Shim tazuach taite yolov. And what's Pashim Shad? Because if a king's going to be too perfect, if he's going to stop becoming a balgaiva, they're going to tell him, Chazor l'acherech, I have something to point. Don't be such a balgaiva. You're not so perfect. A king is not qualified to be king if he's too perfect. Shaul HaMelech was too perfect. He was too perfect. Number one, he came from pristine yichus. Number two, Chazal say he was keben shana b'lechet. He had never done an avera. David wasn't nearly as perfect as Shaul HaMelech. Number one, he came from questionable yichus. He came from Rusa Mayavia. They weren't even sure if he's muta lavi b'kal. That's the Gemara in Perek Aharon. Before we find out if David HaMelech is fit to be king, let's find out if he's even fit to marry into the Jewish people. So they said, but the point is that he had a doifi. And as far as b'loi chet, he had the kupa shel shrotzim, that was the chet of Batsheva and Uriachiti, etc., that was hovering over him. Thus, Shaul HaMelech was too perfect to be king.
So what's Pashim Shah? So we've spoken out in the past from the Naim Elimelech. That was from Moshe Weinberger's drasha from last year. But Shem Tosuach Taiteyola, Pashim Shah is because when you're a king, it's very easy to come to Gaiva. Like Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Levilti Rum Levavoy Meyechov. It's not Im Nasi Yechata, it's Asher Nasi Yechata. Thus, we have to at least set it up in a way where we're mitigating the chances of this turning into a situation. So we make sure that he Dafka has Doifi. Amazing. He Dafka has Kupesh al Shuatzen. He shouldn't be too, because if he's too perfect, it's going to bring Lidei Gaiva. Gaiva is going to bring Lidei Avera. The bottom line is that the Nasi was very vulnerable. He was vulnerable because of his Gaiva. And he had to make sure that he worked not to be a Bal Gaiva. So we have the Rabbeinu Bachya in his Pirush al HaTorah, Asher Nasi Yechata. Why is it Asher? Because it's not if, it's Asher. It's inevitable. Why is it inevitable? Because of the Gaiva of the Nasi. And then we have Gittin, Daf Nun Vav and Aleph, where you have a Nasi making a mistake. And where did that come from? It didn't come from Gaiva. It actually came from Andes and Usle, Shorab Scharya. It came from humility. It came from Anivos. And that's the fine line. The Nasi, on the one hand, can't be too much of an Anav. It's not good. Andes and Usle, Shorab Scharya, says the Maratzchias from Moshe and Etshuva, that Anivos played a role, a very critical role in Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, this same Nasi who's going to have a shtolz has to be careful. Because Levulti Rum Levavim Yechav, at the same time, his Nasius could bring him to a point where he's going to be an Asher Nasi Yechetah.